Welcome to Bible Chapter Every Day. I'm Matthew. Our chapter today is Haggai 2. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, as we read your word, we pray that you would help us to see the spiritual things, the things that are really going on, that you are with us, that what we do matters, that we are building a spiritual temple, and that you will accomplish your purpose, and that you want to use us in that purpose. We are amazed. Thank you. Amen. Haggai 2. In the seventh month, on the 21st day, the word of Yahweh came through Haggai the prophet, saying, Speak now to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people, saying, Who among you is left that saw this house in its former glory? And how do you see it now? Does it seem like nothing to you? But now, take courage, Zerubbabel, declares Yahweh. Take courage, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and take courage, all the people of the land, declares Yahweh. Do the work, because I am with you, declares Yahweh of hosts, according to the promise that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt. My spirit is with you. Do not be afraid. For thus says Yahweh of hosts, Once again, in a little while, I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. I will shake all the nations, so that the treasure of all the nations will come, and I will fill this house with glory, says Yahweh of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares Yahweh of hosts. The latter glory of this house will be greater than the former, says Yahweh of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, declares Yahweh of hosts. On the 24th day of the ninth month, in the second year of Darius, the word of Yahweh came to the prophet Haggai, saying, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, Ask now the priests for a ruling. If a man carries consecrated meat in the hem of his garment, and his hem touches bread or stew or wine or olive oil or any kind of food, will it become holy? The priests answered, No. Then Haggai said, If one who is unclean from contact with a corpse touches any of these, will it become unclean? The priest answered, Yes, it will become unclean. And Haggai answered and said, So it is with this people and with this nation before me, declares Yahweh. And so it is with every kind of work of their hands, and what they offer there is unclean. But now, please consider from this day forward, before one stone was placed on another in the temple of Yahweh, from that time, when one came to a heap of 20 measures, there were only 10, and when one came to the wine vat to draw out 50 measures, there were only 20. I struck you with blight, and with plant mildew, and hail, all the work of your hands, but you did not come back to me, declares Yahweh. Please consider, from this day forward, from the 24th day of the ninth month, from the day that the foundation of Yahweh's temple was laid, consider. Is there still seed in the store chamber? Do the vine, the fig tree, the pomegranate, and the olive tree still produce nothing? From this day forward, I will bless you. And the word of Yahweh came to Haggai a second time on the 24th day of the month, saying, Say to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, I am going to shake the heavens and the earth, and I will overthrow the thrones of kingdoms and destroy the military strength of the kingdoms of the nations. I will overthrow chariots and their drivers, horses and their riders will fall, everyone by the sword of another. On that day, declares Yahweh of hosts, I will take you, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, my servant, declares Yahweh, and I will make you a signet ring, for I have chosen you, declares Yahweh of hosts. Well, that's the reading. Let's dig in. In chapter 1, we learned that Haggai spoke Yahweh's message to the people about 16 years after they returned from the captivity in Babylon. They had started to build the temple when they first got there, but they soon stopped and worked on their own houses and other projects. But Yahweh's message was that things were not working out for them, and the reason is that their priorities were wrong. So the people listened. We're introduced to two leaders, Zerubbabel the governor and Joshua the high priest. And the people began to build the temple. Now, this chapter is a word from Yahweh that comes just a short time later. This comes less than 2 months after the first message and less than a month after they started work on the temple. The message is an answer to what some of the people are thinking, which is that their temple that they're building isn't going to be anywhere close to Solomon's temple. Which makes sense. There are much fewer people in the land. They are much poorer. And David had prepared tons of gold and other materials for Solomon's temple. So there's no way that this temple will be as good as Solomon's temple. So God answers that directly. He says he is with them. And God will shake the earth and bring the nations with their treasures to fill this house with glory. God owns the silver and the gold, so that's not a problem. And this house will be even more glorious. And God will bring peace in this place. Those are some serious promises. And then, a couple months later, Haggai received another message from Yahweh, and it started by asking the priests about holiness and uncleanness. And the answer is something holy does not pass holiness onto other things, but something unclean can pass uncleanness onto other things. And then God applies it. Before they started building the temple, nothing they did worked as well as it should. They expected one amount of grain and only got half. They just had problem after problem. But now, Yahweh says, have they noticed a difference? Because going forward, Yahweh is going to bless them. Then we have one more message, and this one is to Zerubbabel, the governor. Yahweh says again that he is going to shake the earth, and he expands that by talking about war. But Yahweh says he will take Zerubbabel through that and make him God's signet ring. You can see the word signet in the word signature. It was used as a stamp or a seal to basically sign your name. So you would keep that with you, and it was precious. Sort of like people with their cell phones today. Also, this may be a reference back to Jeremiah 22, when God declared to Coniah, the king at the time, before Babylon was destroyed, that God would get rid of Coniah, even if he was a signet ring. Zerubbabel, in this chapter, is the descendant of David. So I think this is a hope for the kingship being renewed here. And now for a deeper dive. This shaking of things is interesting in this chapter. He mentions it twice. And the book of Hebrews picks up on this phrase. The Hebrew writer is talking about God at Mount Sinai shaking things with his voice, and then he says in 12, verse 26, whose voice shook the earth at that time, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now, the phrase, yet once more, indicates the removal of what is shaken, namely things that have been created, in order that the things that are not shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving an unshakable kingdom, let us be thankful, through which let us serve God acceptably with awe and reverence, for indeed, our God is a consuming fire. So the Hebrew writer sees this shaking that he quotes from our chapter in Haggai as applying to basically the end of the earth, that God will shake all the things that people put their trust in, the physical created things, and the things that remain are the unshakable, spiritual things. The picture in my head is of God grabbing the people of the world by their feet and shaking them so that all of the gold and silver coins in their pockets falls down on the temple. It's an amusing picture. But the point is, that God is saying he will take what really is valuable from the world and bring it into his temple. I think the book of Revelation picks up on this idea as well, as it talks about the temple city of Jerusalem that comes down from heaven in Revelation 21, verse 23. And the city has no need of the sun or of the moon that they shine on it, for the glory of God illuminates it, and its lamp is the Lamb. And the nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. In a way, we who are Gentiles, not Jews, and are being brought to God to build his spiritual temple, are this silver and gold from the nations, being brought to glorify God's temple. The idea that we are building a temple to God by our lives is throughout the New Testament. So, do our lives seem small and unimportant to us? If we're serving God, then he is with us and will make our work something unimaginable to us now. But with eyes of faith, we can see beyond the physical things that can be shaken to the spiritual things that are unshakable, and we are working on building those things now. Scripture quotations are from the Lexham English Bible, copyright 2012, Logos Bible Software. Lexham is a registered trademark of Logos Bible Software.